very aggressive, and they didn't know that they'll give everybody else to it. Hanod Abne Kitalmide de Rab. Pirus Hashbam Afot Abne Shaminam Rochel Ibrot Zambosim Apsuk Esuvisu Mikomo Kamiboy Lebroche Ruche Achayayin Shebisude Mikame Lebroche Betzom Lepi Shebir Zambosim Pital Dehash De Bibir Kasachas Min Sholish Abe Kosh Min Sholish Bort. In other words, if somebody drinks, let's say, yain or eats dates, you know, or cake and salad, so then the bracha has been shows part of everything. Kolshkin the samvazim part of everything. The kolshkin for bracha is a bracha is this. The milieu is a kolachim. The pastim on the bracha is vorem aboyim shaloi machmasas today. Achar asude. Pure beginning there is a bracha. Tzunim bracha lefneem lachre. Vechenteen in vanovim besech asu. Verab sheishes. The nuktere beginning bracha is a bracha is a bracha. Asha pure is the tzuda vitzor of bracha. Molteen in vanovim verab sheishes. Nira the baskin was on the Marapoke, who has a born a boy in Shalima, as a Sude, is a Sude, to the Brocha with name the Lola Hare. Lacher a Sude, so then to the Dame with name the Lacher. Line to a cafe, so you don't ask a cafe. That will have the Rashi Pierce also, Lacher a Sude, Lema. Born of Julian, Lobe Achar Aside, Quintain, Banodi, Patrubon, Bisek Aside, Srichen Brochel from Achem, Einir Perse, Kim Forsham, Wolde, Donald Tenvan, Yan Hoshi Bomach Mosude, Lutzor, the Borchach of the Pilar, Baba Gabriel Maroson, Shawel Benzin, and the Norwood Borna Boymach Mosude, Bisek Aside. In Tunim Brocha, Lulit Nengu Achayem, Mishmishu. As Pitachon, because he made him Eitzi, so he passes everything. He Roche, Yain, Nifter, Pas, Peush, Banantnan, that Pas, he does not pass a Yain. He will in Yain, Techa Mosei, Olechon Brocha Lasme, Mishanesh, and Yain, Oil, Mikiluya, Brocha Lasme, because Yain has his own Brocha, not a general Brocha. Like Berkley Aids, Berkley Adomo, but Berkley Agepen, so really it's more Hosh. Hosh on the IRL in the Orche Sholik Ono. That's only that he has to make it for Berkley Agepen. It's not like an apple, that you don't, if it's bought in the middle of the Sude, you don't have to say Berkley Aids. But Berkley Achok not, because the Berkley Samuel is not. Abulim Borges Lachok Leash Shechon Dechosh Beninevi Borech Achar Yain Yisech Asud Vapri Yain Lachar Asud Emire Shein Tzorok Leborech Achar Veleil Om Choshiv Machmas Asud Rod Yikom Advor Nabon Lachar Asud Etzim Borges Lachayem Hainachut Miyay Umi U Ono Inon Misalkin Yodin Mutas Adbir Samozi Lahakil Korotech Asud ואין שום דבר טוב עם ברוך האחר, בפרק הסמוסים פייטה, ובמי החכונים, הוא יעשור דהד, וקליר דטייבו, הוא ימסיך מן הפס, והקיר אסור חונקי בפרק הסמוסים, ואוז הוא ירגיל עם נשתיס יין, ולך הוא פרס. In other words, it's a certain part of his weddings, especially fancy weddings. So after that whole meal is finished, they take off everything and then they serve it. Wickedness and fruit and all kinds of things. But except for big for weddings, there is no such thing.
And let's say we eat dessert, right?
What?
Dessert.
No, dessert is something else. Dessert is the less course of the meal. But at weddings in Bisman Chazal, there was a minute after the dessert, after everything. They serve everything. Then not a piece of pas means anything.
When we eat dessert, there's no pas on the table.
It doesn't matter. Suppose there is pas.
But it's not
in meaning. But it's not in meaning to serve a new small meal of the riches. Bisman Chazal is the meaning to serve at every meal.
But what makes it a new small meal? How do you know what's called a new small meal and what's called the old meal? How do you decide?
You say salad because you see, today.
According to Tosfos, it's mashma.
You don't serve many things.
But according to Tosfos,
just dessert.
It's
but at weddings you serve many things.
But according to Tosfos,
cake and wine and oranges and whatnot and cranberries, you know, cranberry juice, all kinds of things. Not at all weddings. Most weddings, they don't do it. Today I don't attend so many weddings, but they use at some weddings to do it. That was the meaning of the Chazal.
So anyway, according to Tosfos, if it's something that's coming extra, right? So then you need even a bracha achrona afterwards.
That's right.
So when you eat peros during the meal, as dessert, do you make a bracha on those peros?
Oh, well, I'll tell you what I do, and that was the minig of my father.
Yeah.
I take a piece of challah bread and eat it.
Okay, but suppose you don't do that.
Well, so, then you have a challah.
Yeah.
You have a challah. My father was very zoyan.
Really?
It's
a challah?
Yeah,
to do what?
In other words, when you eat pears, to eat it, and that's not vulnerable in Ahmad Sassoud, unless it is one, let's say, compote, what they call compote, that's the usual thing. But suppose they serve oranges, they serve grapes, that usually is not served. Something unusual.
So what's the,
so then they eat seeds, so then you have a child. Then child. And that was done by my grandfather, Bela Pujan.
That was?
So he used to take a piece of challah and eat it together. Then it's mamish b'sechashu.
You eat the whole time with it, or just betchilas achilasom?
Beginning and then. Don't have to.
But the truth of the matter is, I don't think that should work. Because let's say the Gemara has a case, if you eat the salty fish, and you take a piece of bread because your mouth is salty.
Yes,
so there the bread is not the ikar. You don't
The bread
is the zapa.
To remove the taste of the salt.
So the same thing here. The whole reason you're taking the bread is in order to avoid the shayla. If you don't,
because of the thing, so it's not. Only when from the physical perspective, you know, you do it in order to reduce the taste of salt.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
And here you're not interested in the bread. Who eats bread together with food? Nobody does that.
But you do it this time.
So it's batla daito eto kol.
No, you don't say it by yourself.
Why?
It's the pleasure. It's not chayach. It's not chayach. It's not chayach.
If you do it on a regular basis, it becomes
that's
a
right.
Rabbi Chata Suda. Machmas Suda.
Nobody else does it.
If you do it,
Machmas
Edim, you cannot say batla daito eto kol.
What did you say?
If you do it machmas edin, you don't say it but daita is a
woman.
Because everybody else, if you knew of that problem, you would do the same thing.
So
but
what?
It's not such a long.
Mr. Bruce has to do it.
What?
Mr. Bruce calls Achron, you say you should eat pas, but chil or
besok. That's right. That's what Rebele Prisoner did, and that's what my father did. And that's the problem.
What about having tea and cake after the meal? Is that...
That's the usual thing today.
That's usual, so there's not even rock on
it. That's usual. At all meals here.
Yeah.
Not only at public meals. Even at private meals. Yeah.
Because they say, B'Shem Rav Moshe, that you
don't have... father?
No, Rav Moshe Feinstein. That you don't have to make rock on dessert. Because the dessert becomes part of the regular meal.
I say the same thing. But I'm talking about not dessert, not applesauce, not compote, but the whole small meal of the week.
I don't say cake.
Cake is a usual thing to
eat.
Okay.
So your father, what would he eat bread with what? For what?
If you bought an orange, I would say.
You mean you don't eat orange for dessert?
Never. And when you give me grapes, I take a piece of bread with it. You watch your seat. It's not a
Yom Kippur. Well, I eat fruit for dessert all the time. So therefore, what should I do?
You always eat. Okay, so then you don't. And you don't say, it was a rice is for dessert.
No, I don't eat bread. I mean, it's just dessert.
Yeah, that's right. So you don't have to eat bread.
I don't have to eat bread.
But Rav Binyamin Forst wrote the Art
School. What?
Rav Binyamin Forst wrote the Art School Bracha Sefer.
Who?
Binyamin Forst.
Binyamin who?
So he wrote an Art School Halacha Sefer on Brachas.
Binyamin, what's his name?
Forst.
Forst. Who is he? He's a Rabbit on Tochen.
Yeah, he wrote it.
Where? In New York or in Israel?
New York.
Rav Binyamin Forst.
Yeah.
Is he connected with the yeshiva?
No.
I never heard his name.
No.
Maybe you'll show it to him.
I asked him.
You know, these dinim brachas is so complicated. I went over the Mishneh Berurah and the Orach HaShulchan so many times. But I'm always a little confused. Because every situation is different. There are no two exact situations. So what is he like?
I asked him that from his sefer he's unclear about desserts,
yeah.
And he told me personally that besides shahakal, there's nothing wrong with making a bracha on any dessert. That is an orange, a grape, ice cream.
But the ice cream, no, is not a usual thing to serve ice cream. Only at weddings or so.
He said it has nothing to do with being unusual or unusual.
Applesauce is at every meal you serve.
Is it as important as chicken?
It's as much part of the meal as chicken.
Yeah, and since it's not, then you make a problem.
Applesauce is not ice cream. If ice cream is okay, maybe we have children who can ice cream. It all depends, it varies from situation to situation. When I visit my children in Boston, they have little children, they serve ice cream at every meal. But like this, who serves ice cream at every meal? Kindoma haben Nivra Chitzal nicht. Because this is Chadas. Wenn Tema, die Fregi Musa Ochul Gabriyan im Malki, die Koma Mandi Oivin Gabriyan im Borchum, da habe Havi Nivra. Hechem ist Arab Shrimi, Rab Shrimi Shotach, Rabbinu Lil Bapirken, der Rabbi Shmura, der Yasu Bishidose, Olvos Rab Shrimi Vachi, Abnu Gusari Bo, Omulei, My daughter is the one who 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 is ורואי לאחור, פרש ליר, כבד שבורך הכסה כמה בשבילי בור, אף אגב בגלל חזמוז מתוני קורס, ורואי אמי בור, ובראשם במקום על וניסחי ניסי בערב שבס, ויהי נמצור בקידוש לי בור בער פרי הגוף, בקוד זה עובד עם בער פרי הגוף, אני דבר, משמע דחול במצלת ומקורס, in Zoch, in Boa, Bera, Bessra, Gope, Eche, Goe, Awebst, in Doise, Mitzel, Wint, in Marim, Kina, Gein, Bochen, Bike, Shein, Yach, Rago, Bera, Bera, Gope, Akinu, Tei, Agode, Tune, Kors, in Zoch, in Boa, Bera, Awebst, in Kama, Oche, in Yishlein, Arad, Agode, Bera, Ilaie, in Zahalel, Habebst, Beafo, Gab, Bera, Bishin, Yishin, 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 Also wichtig, da habe ich mir gesagt, was die Maske noch in die Zorge war. Ich komme noch hin, was ich kriege ich noch hinzu. Denn ich sehe, so die Question ist, how is it that that he doesn't have to say Kiddush again, because the binyan zelich shiva agoda v'hefsek, because that's the mitzvah. Why you call it shiva agoda v'hefsek so the boyach acha yirokhi is b'ilim yifoshish? So we have to eat, let's say, on Pesach night, the potatoes, so you have to say b'ilim yifoshish. You can hear the boyach hakol arba kisses, ala yechen chutz mekishen yasom ha'chisut. גם החבייס כשי שריר עושים נישואים מיריר, מירי, פיצור, פיבוריר אך הכל אחד על הגפן ואין בייס כשי שריר עושים נישואים so יש לי מבורך אך הכל אחד על הגפן do we do that? Do we can do that? You ever see such a thing? So most חסנים they are not they don't say Allah Gefer or pray Allah Gefer even once because they don't drink Revis. But if they do drink Revis, then they have to say Allah Gefer or pray Allah Gefer. But to say after cold course of course, after all, there is no Hefsek.
Right away. Right away, doesn't assume it.
Right away. Unless, but this man tells us he didn't have a minute of a big torture by the Baba. Shlomi, there is a Torah by the Rabbi, alright, there is F. But to say that the Matthias is there, such a thing, it's very strange. There is no Hefsek. What is Hefsek? The Kriya Saksuba. Kriya Saksuba is Hefsek. The Svardim have been unique that after the Bir Kaseras and the Vaidiksu, the Svardim, you ever see it? The Svardim, first time I saw it. Was I attended to a wedding of Svardim in Seattle, Washington. I was amazed. So they bring the chair, and then after the chassidus, and they sit down, and they take 7 hours. Like in Papringo. So that's all right. So apparently, maybe, his man takes for the altar at that week. Otherwise, I don't understand it. Become a Rav Yakniha. Pirik bekumtres, di daye, mele matzrich, li vorech, prezim nebe pirik, prezalech, chada kiwi, chada abdole, hama lo yabe kiwi sheps, vodan, vodin hama pirik samos, di koshe dechi vorech, pamayim berik prezalech, no kisech, di zelo imitzim, di mire di daye, di mitiknu yal nipsei, shman lo yabe hefse, vodin hama pirik samos, לוי וואך מאסקן מבוך נא קוש די בירס די קוש דעם מיט די זאדן די קייש ברוך האט שייס אוי מן צווי מאט נייט דאס קליק אבי די זאדן סו הויז מי חויע די מיצב אויף די זאדן דע שייך סו סאפוז רוב מו שייך די מא אור גיי אנד דן שי מיין פוינט אנד די די טוק וויי די וואס מא חאס די דאן So then there is a knaz le'avonah. Since he prevented him from being kind of mitzvah that he shayach to him, so he has to pay menzuv. That's a knaz midrabon. There are two knosses midrabon. All the other knosses are knosses that I see. Like keifu, talvei, and so on. But there are two knosses that come as lachon. Litra di v'ave, if somebody is mivayish, it's on the trochet. Boy, so there is no clear basis, but by coming to him, he has to pay him knas. And then the other knas, the rabbonon, is the menzu. Menzu is a good thing. In terms of dollars, it probably would be, I don't know, $500 or something. $500. So that's a knas in rabbonon. And that, with manazer, we are not gave it. Because by knosis, requires more. So he says, because Adam and Mishka Saddam became Shabbat, the Shays and Mizu Matanai, the Hashtel, Yike, Mizu, Bishfil, what do you say? Mizu, Bishfil, Birkas, Bir Priaget, and the Eshlema, the Nok, the Hosom, the Nokat Gimu, Shmavashe, the Borah Hakas, the Birkas. So then he was not Miyaki, but then Borah. Wait, Pion, Borchin, the Xambos and the Lakers. Omar, Lutvat, would not 3 abdolas and not 7 abdolas. The loy sheva abdolas, the stomach of oidim who is ayin tik, ki nega et shum dobo, so yifreis reisi, ki yoma batchiles yifreis, but the choin,
Right,
he says, yeah.
What would the
kasha
tosis? Why should it be
15
instead
of
40? Yeah. Why? Why 15?
Because
he was making
the bracha
of the kriyagat. Yeah, so how do you measure it? How does tosis not measure it? Was it 10 zehuvim per...
That's right.
Or what's the ratio?
Yeah.
What's the number?
10
zehuvim. Where did he get the number 50 from?
What?
Where did he get the number 50? Where is
10 more.
Why 10?
Because there is a Knas de Rabbanan of 10 zulim.
For what?
For being makid in mitzvah.
For each mitzvah?
For each mitzvah.
So he was makid in 5 mitzvahs?
5 mitzvahs. Okay. So by the Chorin in Tzitzis, the Yifres in Zion, to make it Zion with you, but basically, it's how we do this. Because when you make the tzitzes, so you have to leave blank space between one kesher and the other. So it has to correspond with something. In doubt of the dashtos and the soil is a sechel. The ins a loy mein psiche, the loy mein psiche. The ins a blei amitam, ish mitiva sayin, ish mitiva sayin. The arich, ki di lima, panachas, mein zayin adoles, pizudish lechilech, the near the chesha beitz, in soil as, lam yidim, the mashfus yamas a doubt, the shabbos yon to the doubt, pil, shabiyontev, shore, So the Dusha of Shabbos is more common than the Dusha of Yom, especially if you have a Kedashto, and the Chilish Omei, the Shore, Dogo, Obu, the Shabbos Ost, the Seher, Chowu, Shabbos Yom, the Abdullah Achaz, Harihei, Abdullah, the Dalton, the Samuel, the Shore, the Abdullah, the Shore, the Shore, the Shore, the when he died, so all the images in that city where he lived became blank, and the image, the tzura was blurred. It does not necessarily have to be interpreted, you know, literally, but anyway. So we say, so we see it happened only, whatever the pshat is, it only happened when Rav Nachman was nifta, not when another chacham was nifta. So that's a high because the mistake of its open. The tailor to show say, be obi, she got body for your Kodesh. The name as finish is Siam Hase, in other words, who is the Kodesh? One who is torn from the mundaneness of Elam Hase. So he is called the Kodesh. The main thing in this is Shabbos. The other things are subsidiary things. Das Juris gab es in die Teile, ich bin in Chieslin gesteigt. Der Preis ist vor heute, man der Oma kriegt mich auch gleich. Chieslin gesteigt, Pirschat, Tam, Aschbam, da loch ich dich nur, da hast du mir Kiddisch verheilt. Und ich hast du mir zu schauen, ob mir Kiddisch Kiddisch. Sie schmammeln und sie schabes, Chieslin, Mabel, mir Kiddisch verheilt. Kola Broches.
Yeah. When Joseph spoke about Kohanim Yisraelim, Levim Yisraelim.
What?
When he talked about Kohanim Levim Yisraelim, in Gabi, which bracha was he referring to?
In that Golan, huh?
When you talk about...
Sorry.
No. So what did he mean?
So even the McDonald says, that we mention in that Golebri, bin Kehanim Levim Yisraelim, but the Chsimi is not bin Kehanim Levim Yisraelim, because that's not the main thing. The Chsimi is bin Kiddush Lechem. We passed that we don't mention that Golebri in even the middle of bin Kehanim Levim Yisraelim, but even the Mandoma who says we do mention that Golebri bin Kehanim Levim Yisraelim, but in the Chsimi we don't mention it.
Right, but what is Tosfos trying to say? I don't understand what he's saying. He says,
So, according to that Mandoma, why do we mention that Abdullah Kanli Israel?
Yes.
To point out that the Kedusha of Levim and Yisraelim is not as big as the Kedusha of Kanli.
Right.
There's a special Kedusha over
there. So what about the difference between Shabbos and Kol?
That's just not Shaykh. It's not the Kedusha of the Kol is not as big as the Kedusha of Shabbos. Even Ben Kiddush L'Chayil means, he says, L'Kalmet, but Chil Mamesh is Chayil, it's not Shaykh to say. It's two separate categories altogether. When the Shaykh to say, only when there is a difference between Kiddush and Kiddush. So Chilameyed is Chayil, but there is still an element of Kiddush. But Chil Mamesh is Chayil. That's in the Lo Parsha.
Wait, no, but we're referring to, this is the Yom Tov that falls out after Shabbos,
yeah,
right?
That's
right? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, that's right.
So the end of Hasima is talking about Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So Tosfos is saying the bracha of Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim is connected to Mekadosh the Kedusha of Shabbos.
Yeah.
But as far as the Kedusha of Israeli versus Kohanim, it's unrelated.
It's not,
to that?
It's not related.
Why? Why is it not related?
What Shaykh is it? There is a difference of the degree of Kedusha in Kedushas Yisrael. It's nothing to do with money. Kohanim Levim Yisrael are mechuyevim to observe Kedushas Hazmanim the same way. No different.
You mean it's a different type of Kedusha?
Different type of Kedusha. No relationship.
So when we say in the bracha Mekadosh Yisrael Hazmanim,
yes.
So when it says Yisrael, it doesn't mean that Kedushas are good for Yisrael? What does it mean, Mekadosh Yisrael?
So that's
not related to Kohanim
being Israeli? There's the same Kedusha. I mean, there are different degrees, but as far as Manim is concerned, the degree doesn't matter.
But it's still Mina Chasima.
No, it's not Mina Chasima.
No?
Because as far as Manim is concerned, the different degrees doesn't matter.
What do you mean as far as Manim is concerned?
As the Yom Tov is concerned.
So why do we mention Kohanim and Yisrael altogether? According to that, we shouldn't mention it altogether.
In the Abdolas,
right,
in the middle.
Why do we mention it now? In
the Abdolas, so you don't have to be Mein Chasim Osam, but by the Chasim, it has to be Mein Abohem. The major thing of the Bohem.
Yeah, and don't we mention... So it is in the Chasim, because it's saying, Kaddish Yisrael. That is in the Chasim. Why okay. Do you say it's not in the
Chasim?
But don't say, Mekadosh Yisrael Kehan Levim Mekehan Vazman.
The Chasim of Avdala is Ben Kodesh LeKodesh.
What?
The Chasim of Avdala is Mahamavd Ben Kodesh LeKodesh.
Yeah, you said, but Mahdal and Mekadosh LeKodesh, that's in the Avdala, but in the Kodesh, in the Bochus. So it's Mekadosh Yisrael Vazman.
But they were not mentioning Kohanim Levim Yisraelim.
We don't mention, that's what Tosus said.
But that's not what Tosus said.
He's talking about Avdaliah, Tosus.
So what?
Tosus is talking about only Avdaliah, not Kiddush.
So what's the difference? But how the main Chassidim, this is the main thing.
No, when Tosus gives, see, Tosus says in Svari, he says, Lohizkir Yisrael El Lahakel, Shekalim Dikdushasim Kohanim.
Lohizkir.
Right?
Lohizkir Yisrael.
Right, so why doesn't he say your teretz about that this is different from Zmanim?
That's what he's saying.
Well, he says something about Lahakel.
Lahakel?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Lahakel means it's a different degree in Tushas.
Well, who cares about different degrees? All you have to say is this has nothing
to
do
with Tushas. But it does not affect
the Tushas.
It is not
Tushas. So that's what he says.
That's what the Tushas he says.
Where he sees more,
why,
he say
why are you bothered by the fact that he says Lahakel? Lahakel means different degrees in Jesus Christ. That's all.
Right. And I don't see the significance of that. Why should we make
it? How would you express it?
The way you said it, that this is the difference between Kedushas Mon and Kedushas Gu.
That's what Jesus means.
That's what he means.
That's right, exactly. If you were to rewrite the thesis, would you be able to express it in clear terms? I don't think so. Kol ha-brochas pilseya bebor v'cheisim bebor. V'teim e-broche t'lekai nishomo shel sata bih. Amayu v'sachal bebor. Yonimu. D'hor mi kol elohad esmuch olechavot. V'damrinom bebrochas. So Menele should be Pesachas Bebor. Kimisar Eimer Lekayim Shomer. So there's the first word. It's never fair. We don't do it. I do it. Because when I wash Negobasa, as soon as I wake up in the morning, as soon as I'm ready to wake up in the morning, I go to washroom and I wash my hands and then I say, Mother Shane Lady is new to her. The Rotten Panechos are doing this out. The Tashmi is a robber, King of the Roch, the Roch, and so on. So, and then I say, at the time of Shamus or Satan, we can hear of us on. A mouse on Shamus is gone, and then I say, Shamus is a small one first, and I even know she also. And Shamus is a small one, so you can. But people say it in the show. You see all these brochas later on. When they wash Negobasa, they say Hashem says it kills the vine, and then they say Asher Yotza. And after that, they say all the other brochas. But the proper way is to say it immediately. The first brocha, Amar Hashem and Eini Yisrael, but people say it in the shul, Amar Hashem and Eini Yisrael. And then, the Tashli Bona Yitzharova, Hakim Bona Rov, Mochador, and then all the kind of show.
Why, in order to make it brachas muchal chavata?
Yes, so the question is.
But if you say all the kind of shoma after Asher Yotzer, isn't that also brachas muchal chavata?
No, we say it the way people say it today, they say it after all the brachas shoma.
All the kind of shoma?
The kind of shoma, no, I mean, but Hamadar Shayna Maini is that first they say Hamadar Shayna Maini. They say Amav Hashem is never a puppet. In the shul we say.
Hey, but Elokeinu Shama, if you say Elokeinu Shama after Asher Yotza right away, so does that make it a bracha smucha lechavrata?
No, they should say Elokeinu Shama before Asher Yotza.
Why?
Before it does.
Why?
Because Chi Yisam Mishnos in the Rosh Hashanah, when he wakes up.
But as far as the problem of bracha smucha lechavrata, you're supposed to say a bracha before Elokeinu Shama?
Right.
So is it enough to say Asher Yotzer before Lekai Neshama?
So, you know, because Lekai Neshama is not Smucha Lechavata.
But if you say it right after Asher Yotzer, would it be Smucha Lechavata?
But you don't have to say it right after.
But if you would?
If you would, it would be. But we don't say it.
Wait, can you repeat again? What do you do in the morning? You say,
then I wash my eyes, I wash my hands and my face and my eyes, especially the eyes, and I'm not ashamed of myself. I pay for your husband for their home, then the kind of shaman.
But
Then I say Mithilas Shabayim, then I say...
Wait, and you say this before you get dressed or after you get dressed?
Before I get dressed. I get dressed after, when I am in the pajamas, I say all that.
Yeah, you can say all of this.
You can put on the pants too, I mean. But the difference, how often
you are you allowed? I think the first thing you have to do is wash your hands.
No, who says?
No.
Ah, who told you?
Because they're Tamer, right? They have Tuma.
Oh, you mean Ruach Roshem.
Ruach
Roshem. Okay, so what?
So you should wash your hands. You know,
why you're not allowed to touch the pens because you're the Ruach Roshem. You know what the Ruach Roshem means?
I don't know.
The Morning Shabbos says that if somebody is not Zuri or Negelbas there, it can lead to blindness. You know why it is so? Today the sanitary conditions are all right, but lately I hear in the news that because of the immigration of many Asiatics and the sanitary conditions of the Asiatics is not so good as it is in this country, so there is an epidemic of trachoma. You know what trachoma is? The sickness that overtakes the eyes, and sometimes it leads to blindness. Trachoma, it's a contagious disease. So that's the Ruach Roh, because Ruach Roh doesn't mean a demon with horns.
So you're allowed to get dressed.
Says Ruach Roh, I'm chabes aneya. Ignition is your the least of the Ruach Roh. What is Ruach Roh? The chile hamikoyes be'arbis moran koli. Depression. So that's a sickness, whether it's a mental sickness, an invisible thing. A germ is a what?
So you're allowed to get dressed.
A germ
before,
is a shed. A germ is a mouse.
So you're allowed to get dressed before an eagle, before you wash your hands.
So as a matter of
but
fact,
you just can't say brachos before.
Today, the sanitary conditions are high. Some maybe there shouldn't even be a chiyuv of nego basa. What is the konis chachon?
This
man chazal. So there is a shite that you have to use a kilo too.
It's also very chadasha though.
Yeah, because this man chazal, they didn't have four sets. So if you didn't use a kilo, what was the alternative? To dip your hands in water. So that wasn't such a good cleaning agent.
But there's also another reason though.
When you pour water in the kilo and you pour from the kilo three times. So maybe some say the Yosef mentions a shite that you have to use a kilo and you have to pour three times. But today you have the faucet. Why do you have to put to pour a kilo three times? You just put your hand under the faucet. There is much more water three times. That's what I do.
Isn't the shita Rashba that berich hadasha, so you have to wash negelasa in the morning? That because of your berich hadasha. Chadashim will become Rabbi
Mesachim.
So please, Rabbi Shach, even today.
That's right. But Briach Hadasha does not require
a Kiddush. Okay, so you're allowed to get dressed before the Tilos Adayim. You just can't say any brachas beforehand.
Because before you wash your hands, you cannot say any brachas.
Right.
Can you make a bracha on Tilos Adayim?
Don't you know in Nehu Basa you make on Tilos Adayim?
Yeah, but
between the Rashba and the Rosh. Why do you have to say Tilos Adayim? So one sheet is because you are going to daven. So the Tilos Adayim is because of the Tilos Adayim. There is no bracha on Tilos Adayim for Minch and for Mayim, but for Shach is there is. And the other sheet is because of Briach Hadash. Refreshed. Because your daim are coming, you see. So your daim are not clean when you sleep. You touch something that is not clean. So mainly, you have to wash your hands.
But isn't it Tekanas Chachamim to make a bracha on the daim with the kli?
There is such issue. But in the chatzil you should do it. But the end is not now.
You don't use a kli?
What?
Rebbe doesn't use a kli for.
I use it.
Oh,
but you see, only the chatzil. Suppose there is no kli.
Yeah.
Of course,
according to the Rosh, that the reason you wash your hands is because of tefila.
Yeah.
Right. So you should really wash your hands when you get to shul. It's a hefsek.
Yeah. Oh, I.
How can you use the washing in
but
your house?
Doesn't matter. So that was the Kamsa. listen, the thing that in all the shoes, Bisman Chazal, they had a faucet, and it wasn't so easy, stuff like today.
So, but does that mean is you can wash hands in one building?
Yeah, I know. There are certain people, when they come to shul, they take a kele and they wash them. But they're child today.
No, but according to this, it would come out. Let's say you don't have water in this building. The cap, let's say a lunchroom is in this building.
Yeah.
But there's no water. They shut off the water.
Yeah.
So are you allowed to wash your hands in another building and eat your lunch from this building?
Why not? As long as you're not Nisiel Das.
Right. Is that
as
right?
As a matter of fact, you have to go on a trip.
Yeah.
And so you wash your hands.
Yeah.
And you eat
in the car.
And then you eat a little bit, and then you eat. As I was saying, you continue as long as you intend to the time to cover all the meals that you eat on the way in the train.
So you can wash in one building and eat in a different building.
Sure,
of course. That's not a problem.
No. And what's the difference? The same building or different building?
And there's a shulchan quote.
And you eat in the dining room, suppose you have to go upstairs.
Does not a shulchan quote that some shittas hold that if you wash from bais labayis, halicha meruba is a hefsik? If you wash in one house, then you go to another house to eat?
Yeah.
So you quote some shittas hold that it is a hefsik.
That's regarding eating, but in the same building.
No, in the same building, same. But if you wash in one building, then you go to another building to eat.
Yeah, they just to eat, but not to be misfollowed.
Oh, okay.
No, I was asking by lunch. I asked you by lunch. But
lunch in a different building now. Different building now. It's just a trachea, so right? So you have to be the gala that you are doing it to eat in another. In the same building, the guys are real, you don't even have to be legal. But if it's a different roof, then you have to be legal.
You mean you have to specify a religion?
Yes, specify.
But then it's fine, you know?
Then it's okay. Many times, Charles Shooters, I'm upstairs. So I wash upstairs. And then I go down, it's in the same roof. You said, "Chin koshim atohu atzulim v'elo." Utfilas haderech shechisim b'nitzia b'dor. So the goyim shita is that by tfilas haderech, before you say tfilas haderech, it's not the sacha b'dor. Rotim v'necho, there is no bor, so you should take a candy or something, a cup of water, and then to say. But there's the goyim shita, but it's not mentioned in the Gemara that you have to do it. So the question is, so it's not the brachas mechol lechavata. Why isn't it pesachah before? So we see that Teisves does not agree with the goyim shita. The yeshlei mahal yishin brachas haloshvach u'tulebaum u'brachas shachar medileh. So we say, Okil HaNikol Ami Yisroel Mikol Tzoreim Okil HaMishiyah. So then we say, Dam Yel Birkas. So there it is. So here, Shiyi Arucho, Dam Yel Birkas appears in Mitzvah Shiyi Yisroel. The thing is, we are Shalom Eri Megillah. If you know it, you don't destroy the shun. The chasing day, you go for tyranny. And that's how we make also. We perceive the goal. We are chasing the goal. We broke the bear me for his rabbis. He's chasing the Oshame. Oh, Hatad Shem Chia. Oh, Hatad Shem Chia. We say, not Baruch Ata Hashem Chayam, Baruch Hayam. But Yerushalmi, the DRC is Baruch Ata Hashem Chayam.
Yes, Rabbi, I don't understand the answer of Tosfos. He says it's only a Sheva for the Tefillah and not a Bracha. What does that mean?
What's it says?
In the Nei Shlomo, in the middle of the Tosfos. What's the chiluk between a bracha and a shava?
It means it's not really aruch. It's like salt. It's like salt, but it's a little it's longer.
Like, what did you say? It's like what?
A bracha tzara.
Tzara? Yeah.
Tzara.
Shiva means tzara?
That's right.
One second.
I don't know what are you referring.
You don't see in the Tosas the Yeshlomer.
One second, which part of the Tosas I refer?
In the middle of the Tosas, he says the Yeshlomer.
Also, he says the Chaim Kosher, the Ato Atzon Yivrael, the Tosas Adar, the Chaim Simbol. Then you can see on the wall, and it's not. Shmucha lechavato. So the Yishlema, even though it's not shmucha lechavato, still the same Yisrael, but because it's sheini broches elo shvach with tefillah bal, it's like a brocha k'tzara.
Why can't you have a brocha luka that's tefillah of tzara?
No, a brocha k'tzara on the contrary is not chesemes before. But it's Pesachas before. But this is not Pesachas before, but it's Chesamas before.